believe it or not, for me, the thing that's given me so much joy this year has been Zoom. So I know a lot of people haven't liked Zoom.
I'm actually surprised by that. That's not what is bringing joy to a lot of other people.
I know, but wait, because I have been able to attend weddings, events, conferences that never would I have been able to do. No one would have thought of live streaming. Plus, so many of them have been free. So instead of me flying all the way over to the UK or whatever, which I would have liked, but you know. But how about you? Have you got a story of what's brought you joy?
Yeah, well, there's actually two simple things that I wanted to share. One is a little daily rhythm. I really like coffee, and I have this stovetop espresso maker, and every day I have this little rhythm where I turn on my Lectio 365 app and listen to the devotional while I am grinding the coffee beans and putting on the stovetop espresso maker and making this coffee. And it's just a simple rhythm that I love the fragrance, the smell, the aroma that it develops, and listening to this kind of starting the day afresh in God's word and prayer. So that has brought me joy. But another thing that we've picked up as a practice this year is setting aside a bit of money in our budget specifically for generosity and giving.
Nice.
And I'd say that has been one of the most significant things for Jenny and I this year. Awesome. Is being able to give generously. And it doesn't matter what the amount is, but just the fact of having generosity, actually that giving out is significant and bringing me joy.
Fabulous. Mm. That's awesome. So we've got a big church community. It's not just about us and our joy. So how about we hear from you, our church community?
You.
What is bringing you joy this week, this month, and this year?
The joy of Advent week 4, Maya and Ali coming to visit and listening to Andre Re-Ur. Joyous!
Hey, church family, Bash here. The things I'm joyful for this year are my cows, especially this lovely girl. They have kept me busy all year through the very tough times that we've had. Also, my friends and family have kept me very sane and happy and always checking up on me. And yeah, I love you all and catch you later.
Being at the beach brings us joy.
The thing that brought me joy this year was spending time with my amazing niece, Hazel.
Something that brought me joy is spending time with Mummy and Daddy and Eva and Violet.
Family brings us joy!
Hey, Hazel, at Christmas time.
Unwrapping presents.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, and eating food.
Yeah, yummy food.
Yeah.
I really enjoy spending time with my family. And I'm really excited. It's the twins' first year at Christmas this year. And Hazel is old enough that she's enjoying thinking about making presents for the twins and what it means to give things away. And that brings us joy, doesn't it? To think of nice things to give each other. And also, I'm really enjoying this good weather to get my cloth nappies dry. There's a lot.
Good morning, church family. Some things that brought me joy this year have been friends, family, and food. All fantastic things, don't you think?
The thing that's brought me joy this week is the kids dancing with joy at the thought that Christmas is coming and that there's going to be a Christmas party this week.
Well, it would have to be the birth of my first grandchild named Madaniah. Really special. I never realised how much you would love somebody that you'd never seen before. And I'm very much looking forward to today, Sunday, because he arrives with his parents on a plane at 1:40. So I'm the only one in the family that hasn't seen him, so I am super excited to see him.
Kia ora whānau.
Kia ora whānau.
Curling coconut brings me joy this week.
Funny enough, cuddling these humans brings me joy this week. I'm just going to say hi too, and big hugs to all of you. Sorry that Addie couldn't be in the video. She's still sleeping. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
to see those faces. I am sure you were also excited to see them. And you might have recognized one or two of them. And actually, how fabulous that those people could share just a wee bit of their heart with all of us. I know it hasn't been a happy year, and I know some of us have struggled, and we cannot all be happy, happy all the time, but we have got each other and the promise of Jesus. We read in Luke 2, verse 8, when the arrival of Jesus, the angels announced to the shepherds good news of great joy. Jesus was that joy. Jesus teaches us that true joy can survive the harshest of circumstances because it depends on God and his promises. In Hebrews, we read in chapter 12, we are surrounded by a crowd of witnesses. Do life with perseverance, fix our eyes on Jesus, for the joy set before Jesus, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat at the right hand throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you would not grow weary or lose heart. Wow. Today, this Christmas, we consider the joy of the birth of Christ, but also the pain the cross brings, the hard and the happy. One way we're offering an alternative to the hard, persevering, serving, and encouraging, we want others not to lose heart, and we want to spread joy at this Christmas. And what we're doing is we're spreading joy and sharing God's love by making Christmas food hampers for people who've struggled over this time. Now, we've got an example of what we're sharing. And we've got some pictures on the screen of the people who are right now preparing those hampers, ready to go out and share this joy in a tangible way. So we've got some awesome things here that will make a Christmas a great Christmas. Candy canes, biscuits, juice, nuts, and we've got practical stuff like you can make a pasta bake meal. There'll be meat, fruit, veggies, and of course, last minute, Mark decided, oh, we need, you know, those round things with the cream in them. Brandy snaps. What would be Christmas without brandy snaps? So how awesome. But do you know what? This could not be possible if joy didn't come down at Christmas. So Jesus, the Lord Almighty. Wow, what an amazing God. What an amazing God. I wonder how many times I've said joy so far. I don't know, I don't think it's quite enough. Do you know, I have been doing a bit of walking and I've been listening to some really cool podcasts, and I've recently listened to one from a man called Willie Jennings, who is a theologian, a pastor. He's African American. He said so many good things in this podcast about joy. He said something that just stood out to me. It was his definition of joy. Joy is an act of resistance against despair and its forces. Joy is a way of life that resists all the ways despair drives us towards death and its signatures of violence, war, and debt. All of those strangle life and present a life not worth living. Joy for Jennings is an intentional practice of coming together to support one another, hang out together, and I would include when we support, that could be financial, spiritual, or practical. So joy is cultivated but in certain ways. The word cultivated means grown and flourished. So joy is cultivated by those who've been able to sing songs in a strange land. Now, I don't know about you, but I have felt like this land of Aotearoa has been a bit strange lately. Heaps of us, we're having to wear masks, scan in, do heaps of things in a different way. But some people have been able to sing and rejoice when I haven't been able to. Some of you we're thinking about joy has been cultivated by people who make us laugh. when we want to cry. I'm sorry, but sometimes I have wanted to cry. But surrounding myself with people, whānau, who laugh has been really helpful. Joy is cultivated by those who learn to ride the waves of chaos, and they say, come on, come and join me. And we've just listened to an amazing array of people who have shared what joy has meant for them this week, this month, and this year. But what about you? What's filled you with joy? How about you write in the chat and you join in and add to that collection of joy-filled moments we just heard about? It might be Jesus, because how many of those people actually mention Jesus? I don't know. I do know that Jesus has brought so much joy. But how about you write down now what's brought you joy? Or maybe you might like to thank someone. We did that a couple of weeks ago. Thank someone who's brought you joy this year when it's been super hard. The thing about joy is it's actually counterintuitive. We have been in this time of hardship, but it hasn't been a massive event like a world war or the Depression or religious persecution. We have been doing things pretty tough for a couple of years, and we've seen the negative because it's been right here in front of us. You might have heard people talking in a frustrated way about the government or about restrictions. Or you might have caught yourself focusing on what you do not have or what you cannot do rather than what you do have and what you can do. Some days I know it is hard to embrace the difficult things and be joy-filled. But joy is a spiritual discipline, and discipline requires practice. Have you ever heard that saying? Practice makes perfect. What are some things you have to practice to get better at? Maybe it is joy. I don't know. The thing is that joy is not a superficial practice of something that helps us be happy. And it doesn't actually turn away from grief, hurt, and despair. Joy embraces hurt, grief, and despair. But joy is defiant in the face of evil. It is hopeful celebration of all that is good. Theologian Sarah Shin asked the question of how can the church learn from the valuable practice of joy as resistance to the bad and the hard things of life? And she proposes worshipping together, feasting on God's word together, and being a community helps us resist the difficult things. So when we come together as a church family like this, we're meeting together online, when we have communion together, when you share a meal, when you have your picnics in the park in groups, we often have a chance to look back and remember. Remember the past, remember being saved from the hard and the bad, but we also can look forward. We can anticipate deliverance and growing all good things in our lives. One way of doing that is thinking about the fruits of the Spirit. If you know those, how about you pop them in the chat right now? Feasting on good things together, good spiritual things, eating together, sharing resources, telling stories, serving one another is the way Christ followers pursue connections and relationships. And we remember over food, and we bond over stories shared, and our commitment to one another as a church family, as a spiritual family. Now, when I was receiving those videos through my messenger and my WhatsApp and my internet, there's so many different ways you can receive things these days, isn't there? Anyway, do you know what? I sat there and I cried. Oh, my kids will be going, oh yeah, of course she cried again. But I'll tell you what, I did cry because you guys are my family. And I've been missing bumping into you, finding out how you're going. I've been missing that connection because we are whānau. And I'll tell you what, we're not just connected by our story in the life-saving gospel. We are not only connected by Jesus who loves us and died and rose again, because he does, he loves us so much. We are part of the Jesus story right now. Right now, we've been through lockdowns, connecting via Zoom, sharing joy when we talk on the phone, pop a little gift in someone's letterbox. Do you know what? When we share stories and when we talk and we remember together, our resilience is built, our boundaries are pushed, and our energy is stretched. And that brings us to today. Today, we will share the feast with those around us, those who've had a hard time, those who've lost their job, lost a loved one, those who are grieving, those who need our joy, they need some joy to carry on. Today, we share the feast in a tangible way. We claim joy for 32 households, 32 whānau, 32 families. In the face of evil, we claim joy for these people. We share from our wealth. These Christmas food hampers are a practical gesture of our joy. We're not accepting the hard and horrible things that are going on. We are joyously resisting. We are spreading joy at Christmas. We are focusing on what we can do. And yes, it might only be a drop in the bucket, but actually, it is a drop in the bucket. Oh, I tell you what, we are being the hands and the feet of Jesus, and it is making a difference. It will make a difference. We have joined together, all of us, in corporate worship with our money and our time and our gifts because we love Jesus and he loves us. And it is the time to resist and be resistance against poverty. Poverty in a financial way and poverty of spirit. United, we have each other, we have Jesus, and together we know joy is an act of resistance against despair and its forces. As the team comes now, they're going to lead us in a song. It's our final song. Some of you might have guessed what it is. You could pop that in the chat and see who gets first to guess that. But I'll tell you what, we're going to be thinking about joy that Jesus has spread to this world. We're going to think about joy that we can spread. I want you to think about what the Saviour has done and how you can remember and celebrate him, especially this Christmas. The Waymaker, the light in the darkness, the Prince of Peace, the lifter of our heads, the lover of our souls, our Saviour and our King, but most of all, our joy giver.